the little dog that was scared of the wind. She lay on the rug by the crackling fire. Once that evening's good walk had caused her to tire, she fell asleep listening to the creak of the trees as the boughs and the branches did bend in the breeze. But as she lay snoozing and snoring her snores, the wind began blowing much harder outdoors. Its gentle caress of the leaves on the lawn came rougher and tougher. A storm it did warn. She lay and she dreamt of a day in the sun, chasing some rabbits and having some fun. She leapt and she gambolled and sniffled and snuffled through hedges and rivers and long grass that rustled. But back in our world, where the cold wind was growing from gentle to harsher, then further to blowing, the panes in the windows and knockers on doors, she awoke with a start and leapt to all fours. Light it had been when she closed tired eyes and settled down for a nap with trumps and with sighs. But away in her dream world she'd no way of knowing of the light slowly dying and darkness now growing. A dog doesn't know when it's dreaming, you see. It isn't as wise as you or as me. So this whirlful of thunder, of wind and of rain, to which she returned from her dream seemed insane. She growled and she trembled, then barked in the night, heckles high with teeth bared and ready to fight, to see off the beast that roared at her door so she could sleep and dream once more. But the beast didn't flee, he continued to scream, to bang and to rattle and disturb her dream. No respite he took from his horrid assault, he pushed at the door secured by a bolt. He breathed through the keyhole, his breath cold as ice, and peed on the window, that wasn't nice. And when he realised his way in was barred, he kicked over the dustbin that sat in the yard. She rushed to the door to check it was safe, but the beast found a way in through the fireplace. Whistling and screeching and wailing a wail, it whipped up a shower of sparks with its tail. A log that had smouldered and crackled and popped leapt from the fire and rolled to a stop. Beneath the big chair that sat by the door, it smouldered and fizzled and set fire to the floor. The man of the house muttered, "Blummin' mutt," as he slipped his right slipper onto the wrong foot. Then struck a long match and carefully lit the lamp by the bed upon which he did sit. He mumbled and grumbled and, bleary-eyed, he came down the stairs intending to chide his furry best friend who had disturbed his nod. "What the hell is your problem, you daft noisy dog?" Tail wagging she met him, he tickled her head. "Shush now, you daft dog, there's neighbours in bed." Then glancing around, he noticed the flicker and smelt burning carpet and his heart did beat quicker. He snatched up a bucket and dashed to the tap and filled it with water, then went running back the way he had come and through to the room where the flames from the chair were lighting the gloom. He threw at it the water, the bucket and all. It covered the flames and a good chunk of wall. The fire extinguished, though smoke filled the room. That daft blooming dog had saved him from doom. No more does he leave the fire alight when the time comes for him to retire for the night. The room does go cold, it has to be said, but the dog now curls up on the foot of his bed. All cosy and warm, she lies there and dreams of chasing those rabbits through forests and streams. And when the wind blows, as it frequently will, she wakes and she listens and lies very still. She sniffs at the air, just to be sure that a log isn't burning on the parlour floor. Then, once she's certain that all's safe and sound, she goes back to sleep, his loyal, faithful hound.